Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 20th of July, the 201st day of 2026, with 164 days remaining on our way to 2027. From my time growing up in the 1960s, two events have remained indelibly in my memory: the assassination of John F. Kennedy in November 1963, and U.S. astronauts successfully reaching the moon 57 years ago today. Early the previous month, the first week of June, I had graduated from Kaiserslautern American High School, situated on the U.S. Army post known as Vogelweide, Germany, where my most recent girlfriend, the younger sister of one of my classmates, lived. There, a month and a half later, on July 20th, in their living room, the two sisters, their parents, and I watched the screen of a modestly sized black and white television display a grainy image of the lunar module Eagle hatch opening and Neil Armstrong making his way down the ladder, at the bottom rung saying, "I'm going to step off the LM now," followed by, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," as his foot made contact with the moon's surface. In addition to initially finding their footing on the moon, Neil Armstrong and his companion in the LM, Buzz Aldrin, would become ipso facto the basis of an adage that countless millions and probably billions of folks have expressed since when things seem unsolvable. How many times and in how many troublesome situations have each of us said, "Well, we can send a man to the moon, but we can't manage to fill in the blank." More than half a millennium before our first landing on the moon, Canterbury Tales poet Geoffrey Chaucer did a translation of one of the Italian humanist poet Petrarch's 21-line sonnets. Chaucer was interested in incongruity, in this case the incongruity of love, which was supposed to be such a great thing, but seemed to cause so much pain. "If no love is, O God, what fail I so?" Chaucer begins, continuing, "And if love is, what thing and which is he? If love be good, from whence come my woe?" This past week I had an interesting time navigating a variety of different routes, by canoe on the Stillwater River, in the YMCA pool with fins and hand paddles, through the virtual medical world by computer, on the interstate to and from Newport, Maine in a car, along Bennock Road on my motorcycle, and arranging schedules by telephone. Precision was hit and miss, welcome when it occurred, lamented when in its absence, as David Kirby alludes to in his poem, "Not the Almost Right Word." A friend tells me he was holding his mother's hand as she lay dying. At the end, her final words were, "I'll find Dad and tell him you said hello." "Find," she said. "Not I'll see him, or we'll be together again, but I'll find Dad." How astonishing that language almost means, then frightens us when it doesn't. Love, we say, God, we write, and the words fall short. We dream of lost vocabularies, and from nowhere a word is worth a thousand pictures. What you say doesn't have to be true, it only has to be imaginable. Where is my friend's father? In the kitchen of that big house making coffee, say? Or sorting nails in the workshop? Or in the yard, unlearning the constellations so he can see the stars? For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future, among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Alexander the Great, Petrarch, Anne Hutchinson, Verna Felton, Cindy Walker, Edmund Hillary, Lola Albright, Thomas Berger, Sally Ann Howes, Maria Popovich, Cormac McCarthy, Diana Rigg, Natalie Wood, Joanne Campbell, Kim Carnes, Carlos Santana, Tantu Cardinal, Sandra Oh, Gisela Bündchen, and Julianne Hough. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1969, the Eagle Lunar Landing Module, carrying U.S. astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin, landed on the moon, with Armstrong becoming the first person to set foot on its surface. Heavenward this evening in the southwest sky, just after twilight, our nearly first quarter moon will appear to float near the bright star Spica from the constellation Virgo the Maiden. And this Thursday and Friday evenings in the south sky, our waxing gibbous moon will appear to shine near the bright ruby-red Antares from the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this fifth week of summer, the 30th week of 2026, and the fourth week of July. Keep the faith.